So, Sarah Flink.
Yeah, thanks so much, Dr. Dagher. This was really a fascinating presentation. I see that the local build and the workforce development is a big component of what you see this being of such a value for the state. And I'm curious, when you show that map of where the addressable market is for offshore wind, for floating wind, how far you imagine we could supply if these are being towed at sea? It's hard to imagine we would build them here in Maine and tow them around to California, but maybe we would. So I'm curious about that piece of, you know, if we're talking about building them here and the jobs that it could create here, how far it stretches for where we could supply them to elsewhere in the US or Canada or anything.
Very, very, very good question. So Sarah, let's, again, I'm gonna talk about hypotheticals again, and I'm not certainly suggesting we do that. So if you look at the Gulf of Maine right now, it's all blue, right? Dark blue, okay? So we have to go to floating or we got no business, no offshore wind business. Currently, there are no facilities, port facilities I know of today on the East Coast of the United States or on the West Coast of the United States are capable of putting out floating hulls, okay? There are major investments in port facilities south of us that you've all been hearing about, major investments to do fixed bottom floating, fixed bottom turbines. So what we have an opportunity to do in Maine is really potentially invest in a port facility that allows us to do floating turbines, okay? And would be unique because nobody else has anything like that, okay? So that puts us in a position, and not everybody is gonna go out and do floating turbine. I don't think New Jersey or New York is gonna go floating ports. They're already investing in fixed bottom ports. So our opportunity for Maine is really focusing on a port facility that would be specifically designed to facilitate the fabrication and deployment and operations of floating wind farms. Okay, and that animal doesn't look like a fixed bottom port facility. And I know there's a study ongoing right now that you'll be getting from Muffet and Nichols that will tell us a bit more about that particular subject. But that's what our opportunity is really doing that. So that's one part of the question. So the first addressable market is our market in Maine, because that's the market we have more control over, if you wish, versus the other markets. So if you look at the addressable market in Maine, and again, if you look at the hypothetical, again, I'd like to preface that, and I'm not suggesting we build five gigawatts of offshore wind in the Gulf of Maine, but if we did, could we support a port facility and for our own use? So if we start building large farms, again, this is hypothetical, starting in 2030 and go to 2050, that's a 20-year build, right? And if we do 5 gigawatts, again, if, I'm not suggesting we do it, just to say if we do 5 gigawatts over a 20-year period, so you're looking at 4 gigawatts, you know, a quarter of a gigawatt a year, or if you want to do it all in 10 years, you might be able to do half a gigawatt a year, right? So if you did that, if you did half a gigawatt a year, how much investment is needed in 5 gigawatts of offshore wind? Roughly, it's $3 to $4 billion per gigawatt of investment, okay? So if you take $3 to $4 billion per gigawatt, let's call it 4 to make it easy to multiply, and you've got 5 gigawatts, 5 times 4 is about a $20 billion investment, call it $15 to $20 billion. Of that investment, about a gigawatt is the hulls alone. So let's look at the numbers. If we do 5 gigawatts between 2020 and 2030 and 2040, and if it's a billion just for the hulls, that's $5 billion worth of hull fabrication that a facility like that could potentially over a 10-year period support. So that's of course the maximum potential addressable market in Maine if we choose to go in that direction, if we choose to go in that direction. It's not gonna be more than that. That's the maximum addressable market for us, 5 gigawatts, if we just look at heating and transportation in the state. Now, if we start looking south of us, where else could we go? And if you look at Massachusetts, for example, there are a lot of areas off the Massachusetts coast that are also deep water. The current areas that have been developed, the 800 megawatt farms that have been approved, are all in water depth of 150 or less. If you go beyond 150, where Massachusetts Sea maxes out their fixed bottom capabilities and decide to go beyond fixed bottom, they'd have to go to do floating hulls. Are they going to go out there and build a floating hull port facility? I doubt it. but if we had our own floating hull facility in the state of Maine, we're ready to do so, we could potentially tow these out. We've done towing studies, and if you put these hulls on a 100 by 400 foot barge, you can tow them in the 5 to 10 miles per hour, and so it's not unfeasible at all to be able to take them out to Mass from a facility in Maine, okay, in mid-coast Maine. So that's very feasible. So then all of a sudden the market grows significantly. If you start going farther south of that, there are also opportunities other than Massachusetts that you see on that map. There are opportunities for New Hampshire, of course, as well, to put energy on the grid and so forth. But is New Hampshire has a very short coastline? Again, nothing against our friends in New Hampshire. We love you all, but you have a very short, very, very small coastline. So I think Maine and New Hampshire can work together, if you wish, to try to identify where farms might go, maybe in the southern Maine area, and they could be fed through a facility in mid-coast Maine. For example, I know the governor is very interested in the area in Searsport. So can Searsport be such a facility that would not only deal with the Maine market potential, but also start helping with the New Hampshire and Massachusetts markets? Now, all of a sudden, we're getting a bigger market that we can address, if you wish, that can be addressed for Maine. I hope I've answered your questions there.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome.